say, Sebastian made it great watching, actually, even for me. I mean, what people don't realise is he didn't put that on. He just is Sebastian, and that's him. You know, that's his that's him as a real person.
Uh-huh.
And the sadness is that in editing they didn't portray him that way, but he's actually a sweetheart, and he is so passionate about music.
Uh-huh.
Which, if we all had that enthusiasm, it would be, something special to have. But yeah, I mean, if you don't know him or whatever initially, you know, you're like, oh my god. But once you actually realise it, it's just not a show; it's just him.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of accept it.
So do you keep in touch with those guys?
Funnily enough, when I was on tour after we did the show, I went and saw. Pearl. I went and saw Scott Ian's girlfriend, Pearl. She was singing at a place. Scott was away on tour. So I went to say hi to her and catch up with what's been going on. I spoke briefly to Evan a couple of times. I haven't spoken to Ted. I spoke a couple of times to Sebastian in the early stages. And then we just all fizzled out from keeping in contact, really.
So it doesn't sound as if there's much of a future for Damnocracy, then.
Well, I don't think there ever was a future. I think initially everyone was, I mean, there was talk about it, but not everyone was enthralled with the idea. But it was one of those things, you know, I didn't expect anything to come in afterwards, realistically. I mean, my commitment with Foreigner has been foremost the most important thing I'm doing now. I mean, as soon as we finished that show, I flew off to South America and was there for 3 weeks. So I've been on the go. We went to Australia, South America, we've been to New Caledonia, we've been to Europe, we played all over Europe, Belgium, France, Holland, Germany, England, and then flew back here. We've been here in the States all summer. So there hasn't been any time for Damnocracy, as much as there's a few other projects I'd like to do myself, but I haven't had any time.
Just about everyone I've talked to who has been on a reality show like that kind of talks about how they kind of selectively edit things and that sort of thing. Are there things that maybe happened behind the scenes that didn't make the show that you thought really stand out in your mind, or were there things that you were surprised once you saw the final cut?
I thought everyone was very everyone respected. You know, there was no real backbiting or bitching in the band. There was just a few comments made about Sebastian, but nothing really bad. In general, we all got along pretty well. I was surprised that they managed to get a show out of it myself. So, I mean, editing really made it, you know, exciting. I was watching it, wow, yeah, what's going to happen next week? You know, even my mom rang me at one point and said, what's happened to your hand? And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Basically, you know, I had a little, you know, just, you know, I didn't take much notice of it, really, and then, of course, they make a big deal of it in the show. So, you know, everything blown out of proportion and kind of excited, but, I mean, it was what it was, you know. There was, you know, the moment when they said Evan disappeared, he just got sick of waiting around and just said, listen, if we're not going to do anything, I'm going to go to the hotel and check in now, so, you know, but it all made for good TV.
It did, though. I was totally hooked. It was like lots of good cliffhangers.
Even I couldn't wait to tune into next week, and I knew what was going
to happen. So wait a minute, what did happen?
Yeah,
it seemed like the whole time that you and Scott were kind of like the calm in the eye of the storm. It's you've got between Sebastian and Uncle Ted and...
Yeah, well, I think we're the quiet ones. And I'll tell you what, my old bandmates that I used to play with in different bands, after they saw it, they said, we cannot believe that you were the quiet one.
Uh-huh.
You of all people were the loudest person we've ever played with in our lives, with the quiet one on a show.
Really?
What happened? And I just said, you know what, I thought about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I just, when you've got those people, I said, you know, when I used to hang out with you and I was the loudest of the three of us, and you guys could get away with murder because I was always louder. So now I felt the same way there. I was the one, I could do anything I wanted because everyone was watching Sebastian or Tess.
takes the heat off of you.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing was, it was so nice, some of my wife's friends said, I'm glad to see you didn't go to the strip club. I said, no, I did go to the strip club, but I went when the cameras couldn't go in there.
So you had it all planned out so there wouldn't be any embarrassing moments or anything like that?
Well, I would just make conscious of it, you know. I was conscious that my children were going to watch it, their school teachers, their friends and whatever. I wanted to come across as real as possible, but also not as an idiot. I wasn't going to start, you know, ranting and raving for no reason just to get the camera on me. You know, I'm an easygoing kind of person, generally.